Gwynn, Dodgers swept, suffer worst home loss in 125 years after honoring anti-Catholic drag queens. By Dylan Gwynn on June 18, 2023. Not that this had anything to do with anything. But the Los Angeles Dodgers were humiliated by their archrival this weekend after deciding to host and honor a group of anti-Catholic drag queens at their Pride Night event on Friday. The weekend began as awfully as it ended for the Dodgers. On Friday, the team bestowed the Community Heroes Award on the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a group of drag queens who routinely mock the Catholic faith by performing grotesque sexual acts while using religious imagery, garb, and symbolism. Fans barely outnumbered cameramen and security guards as the Dodgers honored the sisters in front of what appeared to be 50 people. Meanwhile, outside the stadium, thousands of pro-Catholic demonstrators protested and, at one point, even blocked one of the main entrances to the stadium. As bad as things were for the Dodgers before the game started, they didn't get any better once they started playing. The Dodgers dropped their Pride Night game to their hated rival, the San Francisco Giants, 7-5. It got worse, though, much worse. On Saturday, the Dodgers were absolutely hammered by the Giants, 15-0, in the team's worst home loss since the William McKinley administration. And on Sunday, the Giants completed the sweep and took their first series from the Dodgers in Los Angeles since July of 2021 with a 7-3 victory. So, to recap, the Dodgers alienated thousands of their loyal fans. Virtually every national and California-based Catholic diocese and political organization, and angered millions of Christians of every denomination nationwide. Not to mention, you know, offending God. Then, the Dodgers suffered their worst loss in 125 years while getting swept in a three-game series at home by their arch-rival for only the sixth time since both teams moved to California in 1958. But again, I'm sure the Dodgers' decision to honor a group known for making a grotesque mockery of Catholicism had nothing to do with any of that.